This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Have lost it
over this president and the rallies, because, you know, I mean, he's at such a low approval rating. How dare people show up to clap for him? I mean, really think about it. If those approval ratings were correct, how do these people get here? Why would that many people be in a room? I mean, wasn't it the other way around a year ago? Wasn't Hillary like the beloved of the planet? And she couldn't get anybody to show up at her rallies? I mean, virtually no one? If they moved those curtains in any further when she was having those rallies, the cameras would have only been able to shoot the backside of the curtains. That's how close they were getting to her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andrea Kay will join me after the break here. We're going to talk a little bit about Hillary's new book. Aren't you excited about it? Apparently everybody else is. I'm not. I could care less. But this is what I like. You know, they're screaming that the Republicans are raising more money or have been raising more money or can raise more money than the Dems, which has not always been true. Actually, the majority of the time, the Dems raise much more money than the Republicans do. So instead of the Democrats sitting back and going, oh my God, if we can't raise money as easily anymore, instead of saying, what are we doing wrong? They're looking around going, what are these people not seeing? What's their problem? How come they're not supporting us? I mean, really think about something. They've all drank the same. I mean, they must have all been in the same building at the same time as Hillary. And they were all drinking the Not My Fault Kool-Aid. Must be a new flavor. Grape cherry and Not My Fault. So allies are using the Trump assassination wish scandal to fundraise for the Missouri Dem. That's right. You, too, threaten a president. You could raise all kinds of money for your campaign. The allies of the state senator in Missouri fighting to keep her seat after saying that she hopes President Trump is assassinated, set up a website and encourage people to donate money on her behalf. That's a pretty sick way to do it, isn't it? I mean, she did say it. She finally apologized when she realized that the flush sound was coming hard and fast. But after Fox News asked questions about the request for donations, all of a sudden the fundraising leak went gone. It disappeared. It poofed away. Now, State Senator Chappelle Nadel, she told Fox News in a statement on Wednesday that she appreciated the gesture and show of support from the supporter who set up the site. Might have been one of her staff members. I don't know. The I Stand With Marie website included a link to the Chappelle Nadel's fundraising page at ActBlue. That's an online platform used by Democrats to raise money. Think about this. They have had this on there for a while. ActBlue. And it's a place, truly, where Democrats can raise money. You know, $2 a month, $5 a month, whatever. I want you to think about that. And no, seriously, I want you to seriously give some thought to that. So even while they have an online way for them to raise money, they have a way for them to bring in money by the little megatons, right? All the little people that are able to support them, they still can't seem to raise the kind of money the Republicans are raising all of a sudden. Which I don't get either. I don't know how the Republicans are raising money. An enthusiastic supporter started a website, the I Stand With, oh yeah, see, you have to put them all together, right? IStandWithMaria.com. Now, they want to collect signatures in support of her staying in the Missouri Senate. They added a link to her Senate Act Blue, which is public. The page is a nice gesture, a show of support, she said. She went on to say, or Chappelle went on to say, that she asked the fundraiser link be removed. I requested my supporter to take the Act Blue tab off their website. By Wednesday evening, the fundraiser button had been removed. The website includes a petition of supporters who don't think that she should resign. Now, the site tries to... I want you to think about this. The site is trying to rationalize her comments. So it's okay for an elected official, I guess it's okay for her, it's okay for a Dem, to say that she wished that the president would get assassinated, and she's going to try to explain that comment. How do you explain that comment? Let me see. I had too many hits off the crack pipe. I smoked too many joints. I had too much vodka. I mean, how do you explain that? And they're supporting her. The other Dems, they're supporting her in this, right? Then you have the president who says that the violence was from both sides, and they're ripping him up. Even Republicans are ripping him up. Makes no sense to me. I mean, in the bigger picture, it makes no sense to me. She goes on to say that we know that there is a huge difference between saying that someone hopes Donald Trump is assassinated and someone calling for his assassination, the site says. Look at the shooter who went out and shot Republicans. He was acting not because somebody in particular in the Dem Party said they should be shot, but because they were calling for violence. They were saying that the only way the Dems were saying, some of the Dems out there speaking, not all of them, but some of the Dems out there speaking, like Pelosi, like Waters, about how it's going to take violence, it's going to take, you know, physical violence to take back the government. But they wouldn't take, when they were interviewed, they said, oh, the violence, I did the show last week, the violence was from both sides. They said it was fine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Andrea Kaye right after this. Don't go far. You'll miss it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
That's yes, sir.
The Genesis Communication Network. I'm always appreciative of your time with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in the last hour, we did we're going to change that to the snowflake report. You said, I think that makes great sense.
That was Robert's.
Robert's suggestion was we change it to the snowflake report. And that's great, because it really is a snowflake report. And we're, you know, Hannah Sherlocker joined us from campus reform.org. And they're there. They're on campus. And she says next week she's going to give me the audio from a video they took, and it should make you cringe. I don't care who you are. It should make you cringe. I don't want to leave her waiting much longer. Andrea Kay joins us, as she does every week, and I'm so much appreciative of her time, because she's a very, very busy and wanted woman. Andrea, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. I don't know how launch than I am by the left. I've been known to make a few of the snowflakes cringe.
Yeah, I realized what I said after it came out of my mouth, as usually happens with me. Oh.
Hey, now, I was having a little trouble listening via Facebook Live, so I couldn't hear a little bit of closing out the last segment, but I'm sure you were mentioning to the listeners that you were going to give me the Trump duck next time I saw you.
Yeah. You got,
because I see it's still there in the studio. You're saving it for me,
aren't
you?
That's right. I got two of them. I got one to give away and one that's going to stay here, and I'm hoping that, you know, someday we can have little kids. We're going to buy a whole bunch of them. We'll have little kids to be able to learn who President Trump was in a soft way. I don't know. Can you say President Trump and soft in the same sentence?
Well, you know what? He took a little bit of a softer tone today, but certainly last night, that's one S word that could not be associated with the speech he gave last night in Phoenix. It was hard hitting, and I was loving every hard moment of it.
Can you believe the left, the commentators on the left that are just losing their minds? They can't hold it together. They're calling the speech hateful and nasty. Let me see. The angry, divisive. I mean, they just can't get it together, can they?
Well, there's a couple things going on. First of all, you know, anything related to appreciating love, anything related to love of country, anything related to American exceptionalism and putting America first and making Americans a priority in the world is considered today's hate speech. So that's one lens from which they were looking at and listening to the speech. But the other is, even the Republicans, so many supposed Republican conservative analysts last night were missing the mark. They're always evaluating him according to old school criteria. He blew it all out of the water during the primaries and the general election, but they still continue to evaluate him according to old rules that no longer apply.
No, I am so in agreement with you. It's kind of like they can't bring, you know, it's like bring yourself into the 21st century. We actually, in their case, bring yourself into the 20th century. That's how far behind they are on everything. They want to do things the same old way. Look at the, I was just saying before you came on, I said, here's a president with the lowest, quote unquote, the lowest approval rating ever. And he's got people lined up around the corner to get into his rallies, to get in to see him. Somebody's lying, and for some odd reason, I don't think it's him. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, those are the same people that told us that Trump only had a 5% chance of winning. In October, they were telling us that. Look, whether it's the media elites on the left or on the right, they are just as much a part of the establishment as the political class.
Yeah.
And Trump represents everything that's the opposite of them. He represents the people. They don't. Yeah. And so they don't understand. They're evaluating him according to their rules, according to the establishment criteria, not according to the people. And they despise the American voter. They despise us as much as they despise Trump. And the American people know it.
Oh, you know what? He doesn't even have to say anything. He doesn't have to say anything more about the media. I'm not telling him not to. But they have just started this roll. They have started this ball going to the point where they're not even going to be able to shut it down. It shines every time. Look, they're going out of their minds because the president said, look, I'll shut down the government to build that wall if I have to. I know that Republicans cringe when they hear that, but what's wrong with that comment? What he's saying is, we're either going to come together and we're all going to play together, or you can shut down. I don't care. You can shut down the government. That wall's getting built.
Well, yeah, that rally last night was mainly for me. It wasn't just a rally to rally the base up and keep the voters engaged with him. It was a message to the media elites, but more importantly, to the Republicans in the Republican Party who are a part of the obstructionists right now. He faces two opposition parties, and his message last night to them was, you need to get on board with the American people. You've been in office for how long? You are representatives of the American people here. And I loved how he kept saying, 7 years. 7 years you kept saying repeal, and we were one vote away, one vote away, one vote away. His message was to the Republicans, and that's why he said, if we got to shut down the government, fine, because that's what the American people want. He basically was saying the American people want this wall. The American people want the promises that you've made, repeal and replace, they want it honored. Do your job. Or then he called out, a lot of people aren't talking about this. I love how he called out to the voters, get on the phone and speak to your representatives. Tell them what you want. It was brilliant. There, I can't recall any elected official who's ever spoken that plainly and called out his own party. And then I hear today, Jan Brewer and others are saying that he's too divisive because he was calling out Flake without calling out his name. Isn't Flake the dude who wrote the Nasty Graham book about Trump?
Yep. Wait a minute. Jan Brewer was actually speaking again? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was shocked today. She was on the news today. She was asked about whether or not Trump should pardon Arpaio. And she was like, well, I can't say whether or not he should pardon Arpaio, but he should at least wait until there's something to pardon. Sentence come down. Hey, lady, he was already convicted of a crime he didn't commit, basically. The courts were weaponized against Arpaio and used against him for political reasons. That's the worst kind of tyranny. And her never-Trumpness was shining through. Then she was basically saying that it's counterproductive and it's not conducive to working together for Trump to be calling out or to be saying anything negative about anybody in the Republican Party. Trump never draws first blood. He always reacts. It was Flake who drew first blood with the book.
Yeah, I am so tired of hearing how we shouldn't be calling out our own people. You know, and they try to throw Reagan up in your face. You know, Reagan's 11th commandment. But you know what? Reagan wasn't talking about rhinos. Reagan was not. When you have a real Republican, with real Republican principles, living those principles out, backing those principles up, that's one thing, okay? But when you have people who say they're a Republican, look at Mitch McConnell, right? They're talking about what the approval rating in his home state is. It's 60% for Trump, and what is it, 12 for McConnell? I think he needs to be worried. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Andrea Kay joins me, and she'll be with us after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. We're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, the web site, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and just, I guess I must be channeling with that guy, that Robert Lee guy. You know, the one at the can from ESPN, right? Okay, there you go. Only some of you caught that, which is probably safe for me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live. Give me your email address, okay? I'm not asking you for money this time. I want your email address up in the top right-hand corner. It's in a white box. Get over yourself. And every week I send out one email. One email. I let you know what's going on the show, who's going to be on, what we're going to be doing, and the topics we're going to be discussing, which can change in a heartbeat. You all know that. Right, you don't need me to tell you that. Hopefully you have enough brain cells to figure that one out on your own. And Andrea Kay joins me, as she's been doing every week. Next week she's going to take the steering wheel, the helm, the whatever you want to call it, the big wheel.
Yeah. Let's call it the steering wheel. Let's think of it as a race car.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll get in the saddle.
That would be appropriate.
Use whatever metaphor you want.
Yeah. Now, the saddle would not be pretty. You'd find me on the floor somewhere, and the horse would be down the road a ways. It would be a very messy. You know, I said something to you today, and I didn't tell Tammy. She made a comment to me today. What did she say? I talked about something that the way we talk, how fast we move, you know, people have a hard time keeping up with us. And you said we can both talk the hind legs off a donkey.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Tammy's going to choke on her food over there. Yeah, there you go.
Do I need to translate?
No.
Yeah, my husband's all, I say my southern sayings, and my husband will look at me sometimes saying, like I need to have a translator with me. It's like, how do you not understand that? You know, to me, what? You don't know, we can talk the hind legs off a donkey. Hey, you know what? I was thinking I might not even show up tonight because I was so sure I was going to win the Powerball.
Oh, yeah.
And then I forgot to buy a ticket. How do you not? I couldn't even remember to buy a ticket tonight.
Right.
$700 million.
Did you
buy one?
No, because I made fun of people tonight. So how can I go buy one after making fun of people? How many of you people, raise your hands because I can see you through the other side of the camera. How many of you people Well, look at you go to the drugstore, you go to the gas station, right? Tonight's jackpot, $10 million, $5 million, $20 million. You don't buy a ticket, right? All of a sudden, it's $700 million and you think you have a chance. You're going to get off the couch and always. So $10 million isn't enough to get you off the couch. $700 million? Okay. See what I mean? See how stupid this is? Anyhow. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, it's a
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say it's especially stupid since, I mean, your odds go down, like the bigger the bigger the prize amount. But that's just an example of how we don't understand math, in the country anymore. Anyway.
$227 million to one. Okay? That's your chances of hitting that ticket tonight. All right, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that'll get me off the couch. Yeah, sure, whatever. So I learned another. I like to throw curveballs at you. I learned a term the other night. Do you know what a breatharian is?
A what? A breatharian?
A breatharian. They truly exist. Probably not for long, but they truly exist. Okay, I won't do this.
Is this somebody that talks too much? Is that somebody that talks too much?
No, because then we'd all be part of that club. Someone who doesn't drink or smoke or rarely eats. Okay. When they're on a quest to be a breatharian, it's a belief that it's possible for a person to live without consuming food. We should try to get some of the Dems to do this. Anyway, breatharians claim that food, and in some cases water, are not necessary for survival, and that humans can be sustained solely by prana, which is the vital life force in Hinduism. So I'm not making fun of Hinduism, but really? Some of you try this out, let me know how it works out for you, will you? And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think there's another term for it. It's called anorexia nervosa. I think we already figured out you do that too long and it's called death.
But when you
That's crazy.
When you find out there's tens of thousands of people who believe in this, okay, it's no wonder that Hillary Clinton got votes, right? Boom.
Well, yeah. Yeah. These are the same people that believe Al Gore, okay?
Those
are the same people that went to see his Inconvenient sequel, because the Inconvenient Truth was that his first movie was all hokum. And who would believe that you could just exist without eating? That's insane.
Speaking of insanity, again, yes. One of our educators, one of the illustrious educators here in California, the president thanked the social justice warrior for interrupting her at a welcome back address. Right? Stanislaus State University repeatedly interrupted President Ellen Jun during a recent welcome back address to demand the school expel a student who helped organize the violent Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is great. So they're interrupting her. Remember in our days, I mean, I went to a parochial school. The nun would have slapped me up both sides of the head and the back with a yardstick if I interrupted her at all. But now this is okay. This is just crazy, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is like Arnold Horshack on steroids. You know, at least Arnold Horshack would put his arm up before he would shout, ooh, 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 call on me. I mean, this is, you know, thanking somebody for their rudeness and their disrespect. You know, it's so obsequious that it's nauseating to me. It's shocking. I will say, though, that I do think that it's questionable why this school still has a student who cold-cocked a woman at a Trump rally in Berkeley. I will say that. But to just to send the message to students or anybody participating who's coming to hear somebody speak that thanking them for interrupting them is crazy to me. I mean, what's next, thanking them for cold-cocking somebody? I mean, that's what's next. I mean, I don't even know anymore if I would even want my kid to go to college. I don't have a kid, but if I had one, I'm not even sure I would want them to go to college anymore. That's how off the rails our system is.
No, we did a whole list. I'd have to go back and grab it. We did a list of classes offered at some of the colleges across the country, and you just have to sit there and think, really? They actually have these? Somebody is paying for these? This grant money, which is tax money, going to some of these classes?
Right.
It's just nuts. But how about just common courtesy? Oh, you want to protest? Great. Protest outside the event. Wait for her to finish her address. You know, I'm sure it was an open question afterward. We've just lost all common decency, and it seems that anything that you want to do, and does this sound familiar? Anything that you want to do you think is the right thing to do, you should just do it without worry about any kind of repercussion, legal repercussion at all, which is what's going on with these statues, is it not?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the definition of right and wrong is anything that's in the cause, the old Malcolm X, by any means necessary. As long as it's in the pursuit of the liberal Marxist agenda, then any behavior associated with that is acceptable. That's why it's okay to, co-cock a woman at a Trump rally or throw eggs at a woman or anything violent. That's why Trump was not allowed to say all lives matter, and Trump was not allowed to say all racist and violence matters. Because anything that's in the pursuit of liberalism, there is no wrong. Anything is acceptable. And anything that has to do with conservatism, whether it's saying that make America great again or seal the border or stopping the influx of terrorism through the refugee program, anything at all related to that is hate speech. And, you know, we really, I don't really know, and there's a real push right now that we need to be really concerned about in this country, which is hate speech legislation.
Yep.
Because that is a real serious threat to us. The left has made a lot of headways in terms of silencing. That's one of the reasons why the poll numbers were wrong, because Americans are so kowtowed and scared.
Yeah.
Conservatives are scared to say that they support Trump. There's still been nobody held accountable for the IRS. The weaponizing of that department to silence political opposition. That's what this Joe Arpaio thing was about, the courts being used to get. I mean, what's the difference between the courts being used against Joe Arpaio and the courts down in Cuba or China being used against political dissidents?
No, we did a story last week. What was it? Over 200 previous IRS employees that were fired were hired back in. Okay, because the way the government thing works, you know, when you bring people back in, after you let them go, you can bring people back in if it's straightened out or what have you. But these are people that cheated on their taxes, that had information on other people that they shouldn't have had. You know, these were people who actually did something wrong, should have been fired, and some of them probably even jailed. But there's been no noise around that. Now, I know you had him on the other day, too, which was Dick Morris. I had Morris on, and I got Horowitz coming on, and I know the two of them are coming at this from a different perspective, but both of them have said the same thing. It's almost impossible. Obama made it almost impossible for Trump to fire some of these people because they turned so many positions into civil service positions. I wouldn't give a crud. I'd fire them anyway. I'd make them janitors at a building we weren't using anymore or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they should just start. It's difficult because, 90-something percent of even in the intelligence community, 90% of the FBI, and pretty much 90-something percent of Washington are Democrats. And so, you know, if he really fired everybody, we'd have a lot of empty desks. But I don't know if that necessarily is a bad thing. My mother worked for the federal government, almost pretty much every agency across for over 40 years. And she literally caught people stealing and could not fire them. So we have a real problem in our civil service, and I think he should just fire as many as possible and just let them file lawsuits.
We got to hit the commercial, and I agree. We'll be back in a minute more with Andrea Kaye right after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate,
then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let's just bring her right back on. I don't want to waste her time. Andrea Kay joins me, as she does every week, and I always appreciate the time that she spends with me. Andrea, thanks so much for being with me today. And you're driving alone next week. That'll be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I'm super excited. So everybody watching via Facebook Live right now listening, y'all better be back with me next Wednesday. Help me along. I would appreciate it so much.
What is that y'all thing you guys keep using over there? My wife's like,
well, it's
yeah.
Tammy hasn't schooled you on that yet. It's for you all.
She shot me again. She has a Nerf gun over there, and every time I say something she doesn't like, she shoots with a Nerf gun. Let's touch before we move on to Hillary. Let's touch on Joe Arpaio and what went down. And you and I were talking during the break, and I said, look, I'm not surprised And I'm kind of glad that Trump didn't just come out and say that he was going to pardon him last night. I'd like to see the system work. I think Joe could beat this in an appeal. But if he doesn't beat it in the appeal, I am sure that Trump would pardon him. But I think Trump's going to jump the appeal. Tell me what you think.
I think he probably will jump the appeal. I think he probably will go ahead and pardon him. I think he will, because I think that I don't have all the details, but just in a little bit of an interview that I heard with Arpaio today, I mean, it's clear to me that the courts are went after him strictly because of who he is, and to make an example of him and to shut down the political opposition. And we cannot have that in our country. Whether he wins on appeal or not, what he has already been put through mm-hmm. as an American citizen, we have got to stop right now. Any trend at all that involves our courts being used to criminalize somebody for politics. Right. Whether he wins on appeal or not, he should have never been indicted for doing his job.
I agree with you. No, I definitely agree with you. And it was definitely a political game. These courts still have a lot of appointees from ex-president, because we don't want people to get crazy here, ex-president Obama. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that there's another 400 or 500 openings in these federal judgeships that President Trump needs to fill, and fill fast. You need to stop playing around with this.
Yeah.
And this is where McConnell needs to get off his butt with his sorry little 16% approval rating in his own hometown and really start
right.
pushing this stuff through and not waiting any longer. Why aren't these people aggressive? I don't get it.
Well, because they don't want, I think that they have been exposed. The Republican Party has lived behind their excuses for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say that they're just weak-kneed and they're just fear-based. I don't think so. I think that too many within the Republican Party are just as much about power, big government, centralized power, controlling people's lives. They just want to be the ones in control, or actually even worse than that. They don't even want to be in control. It's much easier just to be the opposition party and promising that you'll, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare when you know that you don't ever have to try to fulfill that promise. I think they love continuing to be career politicians and pretending that they're against something or pretending that they're for something that they're really not. And so I think they're very content to not ever have to fulfill a promise, to not ever have to try to come up with policy that's about limited government, that's about what they're supposed to be for.
Yeah.
They're big government, power-based. The Republican Party fumbled the football after all of their excuses, and Donald Trump picked it up, mm-hmm. and now they're fighting to get it back, and that football represents power. That's what it's about for them. And that's why they don't care about fulfilling these promises.
Yeah, they didn't fumble it. They've been useless from day one. They had no intention of doing this. It's like you and I have said before, it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, isn't it? Because everybody's,
yeah.
you know, they knew they had no chance. They knew there was no way they were going to get anything through. And he's right. Him nailing them at the speech and saying, you had 7 years. What happened? 7 years you had to get
yeah.
ready for this. This should have been a slam dunk. And he's right. It should have been a slam dunk. They should have been coming out with guns blazing, and it should not have been an issue. So it just it proves
yeah.
that they don't know. They have no spine. They don't know how to fight back. It's just pathetic.
Yeah. The ideal situation for them would have been for Hillary to win, and them have both houses of Congress, and then they could continue on as they were. Oh, well, gee, you know, we just don't have the White House. We just can't, we have to work with the Dems. We have to be bipartisan. Now their excuse is the Byrd rule, that they don't have 60 votes in the Senate. Well, get rid of it. You know, go to a simple majority.
Oh,
but they could change that rule right now. It's just that's their final excuse.
Yeah. Well, I love it, because that's what I heard today all over the airwaves, and how, well, you know, just finding out how hard this can do with 52 votes. I'm thinking, are you serious? You're just figuring this out. If you're just figuring out the politics around the Senate, that maybe you shouldn't be there. Maybe we need to send you. You need to be no offense to janitors. Maybe you need to be a janitor at a local junior high school or something. I don't know. It's just craziness to think that's where they're at. Hillary's new book. I think the first offensive thing about Hillary's new book is that the audiobook actually uses her voice. I think that's very offensive at the beginning. But that's beside the point. I don't know how they're going to sell any of those. But in a new book, she says that her skin crawled during a debate with Trump, and she goes into how I don't want to repeat every word she said, but she talked about how he lorded over her, she just made him very uncomfortable. How is she going to deal with the little short Asian guy over there with his finger on the nuclear button? None of this makes any sense to me. What did you think when you heard her talking about this?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, are you kidding me? Trump made your skin crawl. Get over yourself, lady. I mean, you've been married to Bubba for how many years? but actually, even more than that, you know, the truth of the matter is she made Americans' collective skin crawl, and that's why she got rejected. And she still doesn't want to accept it. And this ain't going to get her anywhere. I mean, yeah, people are, you know, who's going to buy her book on that basis if we're talking about how he made her skin crawl? And how many, and if he made her skin crawl so bad, what was she doing going to his wedding? You know, it's like, you know, the American people have a built-in baloney meter, and everything this woman says makes the baloney meter go off the chart.
I agree with you. I'm laughing because I'm in the same school you're in. I'm going, think of every, before he announced he was going to be president, think of all these people who swooned around him, including the Clintons, right? Jesse Jackson, yeah. Al Sharpton, the whole group of those hypocrites just loved him because everything he did for the black community and other communities that needed help. And the day he said that he was running for president, he was the biggest. Not only was he a clown, but now he was the biggest racist on the face of the planet. It just was amazing to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I posted a pic on Twitter earlier that was kind of going around the internet today of her gazing up at Trump. It was probably back in the 90s, you know, in New York. I mean, she looked like a stage four clinger at a Wedding Crashers. Come on, lady. You know, maybe what she is, she's like a rejected teenage girl who's got to act like, well, I never really liked him. And, oh, he's gross. When what it is she's crushing on him. You know, she's, who knows what's thinking inside her head, but you know what? You know whose skin has really been crawling involving Hillary Clinton? The family members of Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
Because she looked in their eyes and said it was about a video and promised to bring that video maker to justice. Their skin is still crawling over her and how she lied to them over the bodies of their family members in coffins.
Yeah,
she's the one that made Americans' skin crawl.
The pain of losing a child like that. And then she, a powerful woman like herself, looks into their eyes and says what you said, you know, we're going to make that movie maker pay for this. And then when you find out really what took place, it's just the pain that those parents have, it's going to be years before that goes away because of the lie. Not because of the reality of what happened, but because their own government betrayed them, right?
Yes. Yes, and I don't know if she's even got any skin or if it's she's a scaly snake, okay, and sheds it. I don't know what's going on with her, but you know what? The American people really want to see her scrubbed down and have her hair and her skin scrubbed for life as she's being, you know, sent away to prison. Yeah. That's really what we want to see. Yeah. Because not only because of Benghazi, but because of the way she used her Secretary of State position to line the pockets of the Clinton Foundation and her husband, how she sold off 25% of our uranium to Russia. took money from governments that stone women to death.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm with you. It is amazing to me. We have less than a minute left, but it's amazing to me that the left really can't, or don't want to, but they can't make the connections. They can't seem to blame their people for the same thing they want to nail us on. Tell people when your show airs and when they can hear more about Andrea Kaye.
Well, the Andrea Kaye Show is on Tuesdays on AM 1170 in San Diego. I do a Facebook Live broadcast at 10 a.m., and then it's on a variety of different networks all throughout the week. Information can be found at AndreaKayeShow.com. Have a new TV show called West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kaye that is going to start airing on Walk TV in beginning September 4th, as well as on KDOC in L.A., and I'll have information on my website about that as well. And I'm here with you, Joe, every week, the hottest show in radio, Real Side with Joe Messina.
Yeah, not the second hottest show. Have you seen your show? Anyway, and they can find everything at AndreaKaye.com, right?
AndreaKayeShow.com.
I'm sorry, Andrea Kaye Show. There can't be another one of you. That's impossible. AndreaKayeShow.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrea, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Hey, coming up the next hour, we've got our David Fisher. I mean, great guy with us every week. Speaks plain, simple English about finances. And if you can't figure that one out, I don't know what to tell you to do. If you do have two nickels to rub together, you got to listen to David. He wants to help you keep your money. He wants to help your money grow. And he really does care. The man just simply cares. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.